Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
As we reported yesterday, South Africa's healthcare system is under fire again. Something in the region of 1,800 junior doctors nationwide say they're unable to secure employment after completing their community service. And the crisis, they tell me, is highlighted by the Eastern Cape's announcement that it cannot provide jobs for these medical professionals in spite of severe shortages of doctors in that particular province. The South African Medical Association says this is unacceptable and is pushing for urgent action, warning, it says, of far-reaching consequences for both the healthcare system and patient care. Well, right of reply now, we spoke to the Junior Doctors Association yesterday. I'm in conversation now with Foster Mohale, who speaks for the National Health Department. Foster, thank you very much indeed. So first of all then, how does the department justify leaving over 1,800 junior doctors unemployed while provinces are reporting critical shortages of doctors?
Yes, as the Department of Health, we are doing everything possible to recruit as many medical doctors and other health professionals as possible. The only limitation that we have is budgetary constraints.
Could you give me a sense of how bad those budget constraints are and what you're doing to try and rectify it?
As you know that in the past few years, our budgets have been shrinking in terms of allocations, but not only for the Department of Health, but across the public sector. But we've been presenting our case as the Department of Health through the National Treasury just to show them the impact of budget cuts on our ability to provide quality health service in order to ensure that people don't wait long queues, long waiting times for surgeries, so that we're able to recruit as many health professionals as possible. So, and we continue to do that. We do that almost every year. We present our case so that the National Treasury, when they do allocations, they can look at our case differently from other departments. Of course, that doesn't mean other departments are not equally important as the Department of Health.
But it would seem the Treasury is not listening to you because people are still waiting in long lines, and the allegation is that healthcare is now being severely compromised.
Look, we understand the impact of this, but look, we do everything possible. As we even go to an extent where we go and repurpose some of posts which were not originally designed for medical doctors, but for other professions, in order to accommodate as many doctors as possible. But we can do up to a certain extent in order to create as many posts for medical doctors and other health professionals as possible. So, and we'll continue to engage with the National Treasury so that we are able to reduce the impact of this number of unemployed doctors.
You'll be well aware that the South African Medical Association now is threatening legal action if this issue is not resolved quickly. What's your department's response to this challenge?
We understand the concerns and the threats by all the concerned groups and also individuals and families. But as government, as I indicated, that we will continue in our, we have got the open door policy. We do have engagements with all the stakeholders, including the unions and organizations of healthcare workers in different categories. They do have discussions with the department so that we're able to present our case to, so that they can see that we are not just sitting, but we are doing everything possible. So we've got good working relations with them. That's why from time to time we engage them to say, please, this is our challenges. Please try to see where you can be able to assist in terms of suggestions on how we can be able to overcome some of these challenges. We understand their concerns, challenges, but we'll continue to engage them so that they understand the situation.
It's difficult to imagine that you've got a good working relationship with the various stakeholders, given that this might end up in court.
Yeah, no, this, remember, they represent the interests of their members and their future members, the doctors. So we also try by all means to ensure that the doctors and other healthcare workers, they work in a conducive environment. They don't have to work long hours. They don't have to serve more patients than they're supposed to serve as per the ratio. But unfortunately, the current situation dictates that we need to find ways to address this situation. Of course, this is not a project, it's a process. We'll continue to update them with the progress that we make as far as mobilizing more resources to recruit more healthcare workers.
Is there any indication then in that respect that Treasury is going to accede to your request for more money come budget time?
We previously they did allocate additional resources, and we believe that because they equally understand the role of the departments in providing a long and healthy life for all South Africans. So, and also for the economy to grow, they need a healthy workforce. So we strongly believe that they are taking our requests into consideration. Maybe we'll wait until the budget vote. Probably the finance minister might be able to add a few more rands and cents on our budget.
How does the department respond to claims from the SA Medical Association that this particular situation is a broader failure of healthcare planning and resource allocation?
Look, I beg to differ because, as I indicated, that we are open for discussions. They know our positions in terms of the financial resources. It's not about the failure, but the limited resources. And the current issue of budget cuts affects all the departments, not only the Department of Health, the Department of Education to appoint, recruit more teachers, build more schools, the Department of Social Development. So it cuts across all the public sector. Of course, as health, we feel that this has got a huge impact, especially because of the service that we are providing to the general public with regards to quality healthcare.
I'm going to leave it there. Foster Mahali, thank you very much indeed. Speaks for the Department of Health.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.